Join us on the Next Gen Tech Talks podcast. Explore the forefront of technology with engaging discussions. Each episode offers fresh insights into the latest tech trends, addressing real-world challenges, opportunities, and interests that you, as an IT reseller, might encounter, or that your customers might inquire about. We delve into a wide range of topics to keep you informed and ahead of the curve.
Gaming means cognitive benefits. Gaming means social connections and actually also therapeutic use. And of course, it's a huge part of business. Today's episode is about gaming, revolutionizing business environments. Welcome to Alzo's Next Gen Tech Talks, recorded live at our annual event Channel Trends and Visions in Düsseldorf. And welcome to my guest sitting right in front of me from Spain. Welcome David Pavón and Didac Plaza. Nice that you're here.
Thank you very much for inviting us. Thank you very much.
Didac, are you from Espanol as well, España?
Yes, I'm from Barcelona specifically. Mm-hmm. David is from Madrid, so we are a little bit both on each side, more. But yes.
All right, okay. Yeah. My Spanish is really bad, so
no
let's let's focus in English. My name is Andrea Peters, your host for this podcast. And if you're craving for more topics, well, go ahead. There is Internet of Things, there is the virtualization episode, cybersecurity, cloud and AI, whatnot. And I have you guys here because you're not only gaming nerds and professionals in that, but also you work in that area. Maybe, David, you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much for welcoming to this podcast. It's a pleasure. Actually, I have to say that I'm a passionate of the industry. So for me, it's a pleasure to speak about gaming, and not only gaming like an entertainment topic, like an industry, like a business. And I think that I have, possibility to speak because I've been working long time in this industry, in companies like Electronic Arts, for example, Sega.
What do you mean with long time? So what are we talking about? 10 years, 20 years?
A little bit more, close to 20 years.
Wow.
Yes, Fox Interactive as well. And 5 years ago, more or less, I decided to collaborate in a startup of cloud gaming and streaming that now is part of the Alzo Group. And this is why I'm here.
All right. And David, we also have to say you're from Alzo. So that's one of the most important things. You're into Alzo's gaming industry. You Alzo is one of Europe's, or the biggest Europe's provider.
Yes, correct.
In that area. And Didac Plaza, how did you get to meet David? Is it over Alzo or how did you meet?
We met at Legion Lab 5 years ago, more or less. David is more on the business side. I'm on the tech side, but essentially he was started working 5 years ago, and essentially David tries to make everything work in the business side, and for that needs us on the tech side to make everything work, and that's where I try to make everything as David needs to sell the product and, for example, let also distribute this solution with other partners and develop as possible with more clients. Essentially. Right.
Diese Episode wird von HP präsentiert, das Ihnen ermöglicht, mit modernster Gaming-Technologie mehr zu erreichen. Heben Sie Ihr Gaming-Erlebnis mit den fortschrittlichen Gaming-Lösungen von HP auf die nächste Stufe.
You know, David, he brought it up that he's been working 20 years in that. Now looking at you, it's not a secret that you're a lot younger than David. So how come you got to get into the business of gaming and for how long?
So specifically for me, I've been always interested in gaming, in technology in general, but also gaming. I ended my career studying, like 6 years ago, more or less. And there at the university, I met some teachers that are currently working in this company at Ludim Lab. And talking with them, I was able to get into the company and start in my specific position, working on the server side, creating the architecture that right now is making work Ludim Lab. And starting from that, I was able to start getting a little bit more responsibilities, knowing the technologies, and at the end of the day, right now, I'm on the head of IT of Ludim Lab.
Wow, okay. So is it getting into that really deep dive of technology of gaming for you less interesting or even more interesting because you see the big industry behind it? Maybe first David and then...
Yes, no, the industry, cloud gaming is only one part of the what also is offering because if you see two factors specifically, one of them is the user of gaming, the possibilities are huge. So I mean that we are interested in cloud gaming, of course, as new technology, but in the rest of the categories and the product mix of the category. I don't know if you are aware that 50% of the population worldwide are players. Imagine the opportunity. But if we go to people below 18, more than 80% are players or play a video game, usually. Meaning that I think it's a core strategy for also to invest in this category because the ecosystem around the player is super huge.
Of course.
Keep in mind peripherals, components, infrastructure, connectivity, software, physical software, digital software, artificial intelligence, like a new technology that in video games started to be implemented long time ago because you have to play with against the computer. So the opportunity is huge, especially because the ecosystem around the player. This is why it's a key factor for also.
So no wonder that gaming is a key area for also, right?
Exactly. We are talking about an industry of around 330 billion.
Wow.
Yes, it's impressive. Now, this category is, the volume of this category is by far the most important in the industry of entertainment. And even if we include IT in industry, is still a very important industry. So for also, of course, it's a key strategy and key pillar, especially because we have the opportunity to cover all the ecosystem, thanks to our vendor mix and category mix.
And what do you offer your partners and help to, you know, make the industry bigger and safe, of course?
We offer, I have to say that maybe we have the widest portfolio of the industry of distribution.
Wow.
Yeah, because it is not only peripherals, component, and hardware. We have something unique that is exactly the cloud gaming service that Ludion is providing. No, I think that we don't have other distributor in the market with this offer, this complete offer. Mixing hardware, software, digital licenses, and cloud gaming as well. But the most interesting that also is offered is that we can mix and combine the different categories to create promotions, bundles. We can, for example, convert one laptop without GPU graphic card in a gaming product thanks to the Ludion platform. So this is something that is completely unique.
All right. So Didac, how does that help in the gaming daily business?
For me, what Ludion technology provides the most or most useful solution in the gaming industry is that, as David said, you can turn any device to a gaming platform. Usually, for example, we are not used to play heavy games on the phone, for example, because it has been a long time that usually heavy games are not available on a phone or on a tablet, for example, but now they are with this technology. So essentially, we're trying to democratize the devices that you don't need to specifically buy something really expensive to be able to have gaming. So the idea or the most beneficial thing from this solution, aside from getting able to reach more players, that everyone is able to use any device.
Mm-hmm. From your point of view, what would you say, how's the market in gaming and how did it like go over the last 3 to 5 years or 15 years? I don't know.
That's something that even for me at the beginning was strange to understand because since myself, I'm a gamer itself. I mean, a household gamer that you are typically used to. We tend to think that we are the most common users, but that's not true. David probably knows that, but like more than half of the users are casual users in the gaming industry.
Yeah.
So,
would you agree?
No, yes, absolutely. Like I said, 50% of the population are players. But what is more incredible is that 50% of these 50% are casual gamers, including young generations, women, old people. Because keep in mind that play video game is not only to be in front of a AAA game. You can play in your mobile, for example, or even you can play, I don't know, in a laptop with a very simple game based in the browser.
Yeah, and were you surprised about hearing that or getting to know about that?
Yes, I mean, not already, but some years ago, I was thinking that, for example, we are a lot used to, Fortnite, Call of Duty, all these kind of big games are like, those are the big games. Until you see that the Play Store games or App Store games from iOS or Android are like double the revenue.
Wow.
and then you understand that it's true that those games are really important, as an example, but there is a lot of players playing smaller games and using simpler devices that are compatible with cloud gaming.
Yeah. And about the cloud gaming you were talking about, mm-hmm. can you provide a brief technical explanation of cloud gaming so mm-hmm. that everybody can get into
yes.
it?
Yes. If we want to simplify the idea for one to understand, essentially, we are moving the heavy work of your device to the cloud. So, for example, if you want to play any AAA game, as David was saying, usually you need some kind of powerful device. Okay, we move that powerful requirements to the server side. And the device, the end device from the user, your phone, your laptop, your tablet, only needs to receive a streaming and send the controllers of the user. So the key idea of cloud gaming is moving the requirements for playing games to the cloud. And we turn the end user device to a player in terms of a streaming player. It's only receiving video and audio, and it's sending, in this case, input like from a gamepad or from your touch screen. That's the key idea of cloud gaming, moving the gaming itself to the cloud.
Of course. And David, I can tell there's a big industry behind it, right? So is it one of the main parts you're doing in your job at ASO?
It is not now the biggest part of the gaming industry, but it's the most promising, okay? Because cloud gaming probably will be the standard of consumption in 5-6 years, more or less. But what it also is doing very well is that we are starting from the beginning to know very well this category, to develop our solution, to commercialize our solution, and to, let's say, advise and coaching our partner and reseller to use this solution. But yes, cloud gaming for sure will be the future of gaming. But I completely agree with the explanation of Didac, but it's too technical, but it works to pure business. This is something that is super important to highlight. Thinking again in the consumer, imagine that you could play a very long list of games as a service via subscription, like Netflix, for example.
Exactly. I was actually thinking about it right now.
Yeah, this is exactly the business model. And the user needs peripherals to play, needs a computer, so it's a new clear business model on top of the existing model of consumption or gaming.
Do you think it's the future, or is it like actually right there, right now?
No, it's the future, but now it's a reality. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are companies like Microsoft, Amazon, Nvidia with their own cloud gaming services, and also as well mm-hmm. with our own cloud gaming services. Mm-hmm. It's a reality, but the future is extremely promising, mm. very promising.
And let's have a look in the future, like in 10, in 20, or in 50 years. What would you say about gaming and how people have a look at it? Because, you know, I'm always fascinated by gamers because they are so cognitive forward, you know, and they can lead a team totally differently because they've done that in their games and everything. You think it's a part of a vita, of a very positive vita, one time that a gamer can show?
Yes, absolutely. Asking to your question about how we see the future of gaming, the tendency of the category is to create more immersive experience, more intense experience, persistent and socially connected. So then, of course, gaming is now especially for the young generation, is a way to connect with friends, to connect with new people, and with thanks to the technology, with the evolutionary technology, the experience will be more immersed in the future. This is what the industry is looking for, something super immersive, maybe driven by virtual reality, augmented reality, artificial intelligence, and of course cloud gaming.
Yes, it's game. I mean, you can use gaming as part of playfulness within the business to show your customers what's happening in the real world, right? When I want to build a house, you have the virtual reality and then show it, and they have fun being in their own house. So, would you say there's a lot? In Germany, we say Luft nach oben. So there's a lot air above where gaming can go within the business area. And Didac, you say yes, please go ahead.
yes, because in my opinion, at least, gaming, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, was seen as something, as a way of entertainment for kids or younger generations.
Exactly. Yeah.
But nowadays, still being an entertainment world, there are a lot of even educating purposes for gaming, even for training. Even myself, I have worked with people. In the work, not at gaming. That I work better with them because I was able to play with them before, and I was able to coordinate to work together before the work itself. So I think gaming, may be a good way to let people improve their capabilities. Obviously, it depends on the game, on which kind of services are they using. But it's something to value from people. It's something, a positive thing.
And you know, Didac, the average age, I think, is 33 of a gamer. Mm-hmm. And I mean, these are the CEOs from tomorrow, right?
Exactly.
Today's episode is brought to you by SoraStream. Enhance your business offerings with SoraStream's cloud gaming platform. Whether you're looking to provide high-quality gaming experiences to your customers or integrate cloud gaming solutions into your services, SoraStream offers robust, low-latency performance and a vast library of games. Visit our AlsoCloud marketplace, alsocloud.com, to explore how SoraStream can elevate your business and meet the growing demand for cloud gaming.
I imagine the young generation below 18, if 80% of this generation are playing, they are the buyers, the CEOs, the managers of the future. So it is not only a business model to sell, and let's say for sell units, it's also a business model for or a model to engage with the new generation, create marketing. Big brands like, I don't know, for example, Mercedes-Benz or big banks are using gaming to connect with the new generations.
So they already do that?
Yes, they are already do that.
But the big players, so how about the smaller players? You know, let's talk about them. How would you approach them and tell them, okay, this is really important for your business?
You mean, for example, distributors, resellers?
Exactly.
Yes. Again, it's the same. I always recommend our partners and resellers to include gaming in their offers, because it's a good way to connect with your generation. It's clearly one of the best ways to connect, to understand, to explain. So I think that from my point of view, it's a very correct strategy for a reseller or distributor or one company or a small company to have maybe a small part of the marketing strategy connected with gaming.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're always having like one of these real life use cases in the podcast of the Next Gen Tech Talks. And maybe one of you can share a use case within cloud gaming to inspire listeners in what potential cloud gaming has. I mean, we've been talking about that a bit, but I would go, you know, more into the heaven, more into the clouds.
Yes, we have several examples because, again, we are as distributor, we are the pioneers of the industry in distributing cloud gaming. But I think that we are very proud with our agreement in Germany with Deutsche Telekom, that is the biggest company of telecommunication here.
Yeah, we all know that.
In this case, for example, it's very simple because also it's providing with the solution of cloud gaming, a complete solution, including the content, including the infrastructure, everything to Deutsche Telekom, and Deutsche Telekom is communicating to the marketing, to the German market, with only 9 euros per month, you can access to 600 games. Imagine the message is super strong. Apart from that, we are supporting Deutsche Telekom to develop a new technology, the 5G slicing, that is an is a new protocol of connectivity. So the, mixing the technology from Deutsche Telekom with the SodaStream platform of cloud gaming, we have created something super strong in terms of business, communication, marketing. So we are super proud with this agreement here in Germany, apart from a lot that we can, can see.
And, you know, when I think about gaming and connecting, and some of our listeners are now getting into the topic, that would be nice for our business. On what level of business can one start to approach ALSO? Is it in the really in the CEO, or is it everybody who's working in the company, you know, to make it interesting and get to know more about it?
Again, we are talking about a big percentage of population, so everybody in a company can be interested. But thinking in specifically only in business, and also we have the capacity, because we have a lot of experience and expertise in this industry, we have the capacity to advise, to train the partners, the resellers, to understand better how to generate business with this industry. Can be maybe only distributing peripherals, physical peripherals, or can be connecting our cloud gaming platform to offer the technology to their user. So I think we have the capacity, and we have a team with a lot of expertise, and we can perfectly help and go together with our customers.
Nice. And Didak, what's your experience on talking, you know, the translation of IT vocabularies and thoughts, and then really about the partners, you know, bringing it out to the customers? Is there a problem, or is it a challenge? How is it from your perspective?
It's something that, coming from the IT world, at the beginning of it, you are not used to, because you think that everyone should understand you. I could say, David, hey, that works like that. But sometimes I need to adapt my explanations to for people to understand, because maybe not everyone has the same level on technical proposals, for example. And that's something I, indeed, internally, I had to learn and adapt. And that's something that every day I need to apply with David, for example, with other people on the team, because essentially I need to work as a translator between the IT team and the business team. Because sometimes explaining something correctly might make a difference on anything, on a key meeting, on a deal. Because if you're able to make people understand what you're doing, it's a lot easier to make things move.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about, you know, having a gaming night with a CEO and something, and then talking, you know, with him about it? I mean, he doesn't have to sit on the same room even, right? To have the game.
Exactly.
Would that be an approach, or is it really like too...
I mean, there is a lot of preferences in terms of gaming, but having to play something together, I'm sure that it would be something really, first of all, useful and also funny between all the team, because... Personally, I really like this internal competition a little bit to try to be a little bit better. But I think, as I said before, gaming can be also a tool to make people together, to learn from one from the others. So yes, that's something really funny in my opinion, and I would like to do more of that if it's possible.
Okay. Do you, when you're going in your office, you know, around the business, are there some questions that came all the time about gaming, so that you have to always begin with, you know, Eve and Adam kind of thing?
From my side, at least, on the IT side, something that it's really happening every time is that usually people don't understand that with cloud gaming, as I said before, at least, you are moving the heavy workload on the server side, and we need to let people learn that for that we need to have specific machines a little bit more different that we are used to, because we have seen in the past projects from companies that wanted to reuse their servers for any reason, but for gaming you need a little bit of extra spicy sauce on the servers, what we call the GPUs internally, to run the games. And that's something that usually happens internally, is those that machines are compatible with your service, and usually need to go there and explain that for cloud gaming we need servers with GPUs in order to execute those games. And essentially, just without going too deep, The GPU is the piece of the of your computer, of the hardware that executes all the visual workload on your computer. So the better you are looking at the game, the most expensive is to run it.
All right.
Yes.
Maybe from your perspective,
yes,
what's
from a commercial perspective, is a little bit different, because our responsibility is to inform and to demonstrate the reseller that our platform and our peripherals and components are working well. So the typical question that we are receiving from the channel are, what is the catalog that you are offering? What is the price?
So really technical.
No, very technical. More related to business and commercial.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, technical, okay, related, yes, to business. You know, it's like money. It's all about money. CEOs understand money talk.
The answer are very good, because regarding the price, we have a very good offer always. If we go to the cloud gaming, thanks to the Ludium technology, probably we have the cheapest price of the market, because we go with a very, very simple business model. You only have to sell our solution to your consumers or end users, and we can sell the revenue. This is our model. So, yes, we receive several questions regarding business, money, about the category. You have to keep in mind that although it's a category that a lot of people play, in the business side, it's more difficult to understand. Or it is not the typical business that we are talking about every day. So, but in also, what we do is to try to, again, to train our customer, inform them correctly, to speak them to them with them, to explain better the business model. So this is one of the value proposal of Also Gaming, is to support the channel to understand.
And in what industries? Is it all over the place, or are you specific on, I don't know, automotive, or would you say gaming is
it's very
industry
wide? Yes, if we go to the consumer side, we are very strong in the distribution through a channel like retail, etc. However, if we speak about cloud gaming, we offer our solution to retail and e-tail as well, but we are very successful, for example, with the telecom market. We are releasing solutions with automotive. We have the capacity to put our platform in a car. Imagine, for example, for hotels, that you stay 3 days with your kids and they can play, paying a minimum subscription to our platform. So I always say that the possibilities now Also Gaming are unlimited, thanks to the cloud gaming, mixing with the other categories.
Nice. Okay. So, of course, the last words on this episode has to be, first thing, what's your favorite game and what tip do you have for our listeners? And what do you see as the next big thing in gaming, David?
Yeah, for me, my favorite game, I'm going to answer including my kids, okay?
All right.
But the game that is the most popular game in my house is football. I'm not going to say the brand, but football. And everything related with shooters, actions, because of the profile of my family. But this is super important, because with the cloud gaming, for example, we can offer a game not only for the hardcore gamers. My family is a family of hardcore gamers. But maybe, yes, maybe in my neighborhood there are families with more casual gamers. This is the secret of the gaming industry, and specifically for the cloud gaming. We offer games for everybody. In my house, shooters and football. And is that the big thing of the industry? Like I said before, I think it's to create more immersive experience. Persistent, I mean, when I say persistent, I mean that the world is continually working and working away, even if you are not playing, and socially connected.
And, you know, I'm not a gamer. Maybe you guys out there heard it because of my questions. But if I want to go into gaming, what would you say? Where can I look? Where can I go into it?
I recommend you to use cloud gaming.
Yes,
because you are only going to spend €6 with the first month. You can try everything. You can check the different categories, the different products, and make the decision if you want to continue or not.
Nice. Okay. David Pavon. And now, Didac Plaza, what's your favorite game? What's your tip for the people who want to start? And the next big thing. 3 questions already.
For me, personally, my favorite games are usually sim racing games. That means on the car driving experiences. Whenever I'm playing alone, at least. If I'm playing with friends, I love to play fantasy, competitive games, anything that makes of friends laugh and have a good time, essentially together. I think that that's probably the one of the best experiences of gaming, that playing together with your friends and have fun, because at the end of the day, isn't that everything that matters? And in terms of what would I recommend to start for a casual player that is not into gaming that much, I think that, as David said, getting into cloud gaming is really easy because you are not spending something really crazy. For example, if you want to play on a hardcore side, on a competitive side, you need to think into which kind of hardware do you want. Do I want this brand of graphical card? Do I want this kind of peripheral? For cloud gaming, you essentially need to worry about finding the game that you like on the catalog, and that's it. So I think, in my opinion, that for a casual player that wants to go into the gaming world, subscription-based services like SolarStream with the cloud gaming are the easiest way to go into.
Okay, and the next big thing, if you really think big, like in maybe 50 years or so, what would you say, where are we then at gaming?
I think more on the IT experience from myself.
Sure.
I think we will see a good leap in internet technologies, especially in the mobile data side. As David said before, we are already working with some companies like Deutsche Telekom to make that better, but we will still see even better improvements. And why that's important? Because the better connectivity that you have, the best experience that you have with cloud gaming. So, for example, out of curiosity, but 10 years ago, there in Barcelona, in my village, I had, I think, 300 times less internet than today. I mean, that's...
Wow.
But that's essentially what I'm saying. What will happen in 10 years? We will double that. We will get even better numbers. So I think that what we'll see is a good leap in terms of technology, in the network technology, that will lead to an even better experience with cloud gaming.
Okay, so we know for sure, we know nothing for sure because of the AI and the fast technology that's going on. Thank you both for your expertise on the topic of gaming, revolutionizing business environments on this episode of Also Next Gen Tech Talks. My name is Andrea Peters, and I'm really happy if you guys want to comment on that episode or get into contact more. Discuss it, please, in the comments or get back to us. You find everything in the show notes. And of course, click in our other episodes. It's about AI, it's about virtualization and clouds. Thank you both for being here live at the CDV.
Thank you so much.
So you have a meetup with some friends, maybe some people you've known from the internet, maybe today in Düsseldorf, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for the invitation. We are super happy to be here. And if the people want to try our solution, they only have to enter in solarstream.com and try.
David Pavon and Didac Plasser, Ludium's Labs Head of IT, and David is from ASO. Thank you guys and bye-bye, or as we say in Germany, auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiederhören, wir hören uns, bleibt neugierig. And in Espanol?
Muchas gracias por todo y hasta la siguiente.
Adiós.
Esperamos que tengamos muy buen día.